Please join me now as we welcome Anguinique Wingfield, and also Anthony Gray is here to play piano. Anguinique is going to be singing along with Lori Corral. Good morning to you both. How are you?
Good morning. Great. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for singing so early in the morning. Pittsburgh Festival Opera is an interesting organization. You're bringing opera to people to help them understand opera, and especially for kids with Hansel and Gretel. Tell me a bit about the organization.
Absolutely. we're proud that we're in our 40th season of presenting, and we have been doing these sort of early childhood or operas for children for a number of years. So within our season, we always try to have something for all audiences. This year, we're really excited to bring Hansel and Gretel. Last year, we did Little Red Riding Hood. We've also done The Three Little Pigs, Jumping Frog. So we'd like to take sort of traditional fairy tales, opera stories, you know, opera classics, and bring them and adapt them for young audiences.
And how long have you been involved, Anguinique?
Absolutely. I'm actually working now as the education director for Pittsburgh Festival Opera, and I've been working with them in different capacities for about the last 4 or 5 years as a teaching artist, as a singer, and now I'm working on our early childhood programs and working on some community outreach work as well.
And before I turn to Lori, I was teasing about Pittsburgh Magazine.
Yes.
but that's quite an honor. It's I think it was the Reader's Poll.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that to me is one of the best honors you can get when the public says they like your singing.
I think so. I'm so honored and excited about, you know, the Reader's Poll, and just to know that it comes from the people and that the people have voted. I'm really honored. But I definitely give thanks to all the folks who have supported me throughout my career and all the wonderful singers doing wonderful work around the city. So I'm just honored to be in the mix.
Yeah, I know you well enough just from our conversation to know that you're probably very humbled by that distinction.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about yourself. Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
Yes, I'm from Pittsburgh. My family is from here. I grew up in Homewood. I moved away to Maryland, D.C. area and moved back after undergrad. I went to Indiana University of Pennsylvania and got my degree in vocal performance there and moved back to the city and have been singing and working with kids and doing all kinds of fun projects ever since. I enjoy singing opera and classical music, but I also sing a lot of jazz and soul and R&B music as well around the city. And so it's really wonderful that I've been able to sort of mix and mingle in these different communities and sort of just find ways to bring art together, to bring artists together.
Absolutely. Did you go to Westinghouse?
I did not go to Westinghouse. Actually, did not go to high school in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I went to high school in Beltsville, Maryland, a school called High Point High School.
The reason I brought up Westinghouse, because we have a lot of students we work with at Westinghouse, mm-hmm. and Westinghouse also has a huge tradition of having had, you know, the Wall of Fame of
absolutely
talented people.
Yes.
Coming out of Westinghouse mm-hmm. is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I have some. I have a lot of family members who attended Westinghouse. My older sister, go Bulldogs, for sure.
Well, let's turn to Lori now and learn a little bit more about your involvement. Lori, can you tell me about yourself?
This is my first year being involved with the young audiences. It's my second year with the Pittsburgh Festival Opera, so I'm really excited to be a part of this. I actually grew up in Pittsburgh since I was 4 years old, so almost born and raised here.
Whereabouts?
I grew up in Fox Chapel. Go Foxes.
Go.
Then I went to Duquesne, and I got both my bachelor's and my master's degrees there, and I've been here ever since.
Well, that's terrific. And what prompted you to be interested in singing? I'm assuming your degrees are in music.
Yeah, I actually got my bachelor's degree in music education. So this is a great experience to actually work with younger audiences and kind of bring that degree to life again. But I have always been interested in music. My mom played the piano, then my sister, and I wanted to kind of join in. And I fell in love with singing probably by the time I was in high school. they did a production of Bye Bye Birdie, and I knew that's exactly what I had to do for the rest of my life. I had to be on the stage.
Put on a happy face. Is that in that musical, I think?
Yes.
Right? Gray skies are going to clear up. Aguanique, were you singing as a child?
Yes. I think it's the thing that we, all of us singers, have in common. I've been singing since I was very young in church and school, and have had a really wonderful life of encouragement throughout that. My father is a musician, a jazz musician, plays guitar and bass. So I grew up going to his gigs and listening to all kind of music, and have just had some really wonderful mentors to kind of lead me along the way.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you are both in Pittsburgh, and I'm glad you're here this morning as well. We'll talk about how you can go see Hansel and Gretel, which opens a week from today and runs for three consecutive Saturdays at 11 in the morning. We'll give you details on that in a moment, but we're going to give you a little taste of what you are going to hear. And any introduction needed to understand the context of what you're about to sing?
Sure. So this is, you know, the classic fairy tale of Hansel and Gretel. So you can imagine this is towards the beginning of the show, and Hansel and Gretel are in the house alone, and they're supposed to be doing, you know, some chores and things, but they decide to have fun and dance a little bit around the kitchen and around the house. And Gretel is teaching Hansel this fun new dance, but Hansel's not the best dancer, so he kind of struggles a little bit. So you'll hear that in the song.
Right foot here, left foot there, we will make a happy pair. I don't know just how that goes, where to put my feet or toes. I'm all elbows and all knees, teach me Gretel, teach me please. With your toe you tap, 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 with your hands you clap, clap, clap. Right foot first, then we turn. This is really quick to learn. With your toe you tap, tap, tap. With your hands you clap, clap, clap. Right foot first, then we turn. This is fun to learn. Here's a different step to do. You must do it with me too. Offer me your arm for dancing. I accept, now let's start prancing. To sing and dance and run and play more than anything. I love to dance and run and play in summer and in spring. I'd rather dance and play this way than do anything. Rather have a chance to sing and play. That's what she should bring. Tra-la-la, tra-la-la, tra-la-la.
Bravo. That was amazing. Live in our studios, and Anthony Gray playing keyboard there. Now, tell us about the show. It's going to be at Winchester Thurston School, which is on Morrowood Avenue in Oakland. But this is not Winchester Thurston's performance. You're using their stage and facilities.
Absolutely. So we've had a wonderful partnership with the Winchester Thurston School, and we've been using their theater and also other facilities in the building throughout the entire summer festival. And our young artists are in town and rehearsing for all of the wonderful shows this summer. And this particular performance will be happening in the Hilda Willis Room. There are three chances to catch the show: July 1st, 8th, and the 15th, all Saturdays at 11 a.m. The show is just under an hour long, sung in English, and it's just a superb introduction to opera for young audiences and a natural vehicle for literature, vocabulary, history, and musical styles and genres.
Well, I'm so glad that people are hearing you this morning, and I hope they're going to be able to come and see you. Now, it's 11 o'clock this coming Saturday, July 1st, then the 8th, and then the 15th. And do you have additional shows scheduled this summer as well?
Absolutely. There's tons of fun things happening. We actually have a Rodgers and Hammerstein review that's going on. Also, our normal festival season is happening, so we have lots of wonderful operas, Intermezzo, the Strauss. We have Sweeney Todd. There's also a world premiere commission opera entitled A Gathering of Sons that's premiering currently. We've been doing a series of touring performances of that show. It'll also be at the Winchester Thurston School as well. So there's lots happening, and we're really excited because this perfectly coincides with our education program. We have a number of programs, including Opera Tots for very young audiences, pre-K to first grade, and we have our Opera in the Schools program, which those students have been introduced to Hansel and Gretel back in February, where we pulled some schools in to see the full performance. So now everyone will get to see it this summer.
Well, this is a great way to try to cultivate a love of the arts, or as you introduce your son or daughter to a performance like this, it's good to sample it. It might be something they end up loving now or in the future. They'll come and remember this. And Angwenique Wingfield, thank you. Lori Corral, I wanted to ask you, is there a website that folks can reach for more information? Or maybe Angwenique has it.
It's actually pittsburghfestivalopera.org.
That's easy. pittsburghfestivalopera.org. Anything else either of you wanted to say?
I just want to encourage folks to come join us this summer and check out the season. On July 8th, we have a special performance of Hansel and Gretel. We'll be having some partners join us from the Children's Museum and also from the Parks Conservancy doing some special activities in the lobby. So that may be a special day, a great day to come.
Sounds like a wonderful time. And thank you again to Anthony Gray, who playing along with you today. And thanks for being with us, both of you. I hope we can do this again.
I hope so. Thank you for having us. It's been fun.
Thank you.
Pittsburgh Festival Opera. And again, it's easy to go to their website. It's simply pittsburghfestivalopera.org.